Hi, is Kathleen on the line? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, Kathleen, are you there? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, Kathleen, are you on the line? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, is Kathleen on the line? Hi, Kathleen, are you there? Hi, is Kathleen there? Hi, is Kathleen there?
This is she.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you so much for calling in. My name is Katie Sweeney, and I'm going to be facilitating our conversation today.
Okay.
I want to let you know to get started that I'm an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. What I do for a living is talk to people about all different types of things, sometimes in person, sometimes over the phone.
Okay.
So I'm objective. I am not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say, all right?
Okay.
Anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people that there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And what that means are two things: honest, of course, and about you. You're representing only yourself today, not other people. I do want to let you know I am recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't have everything in my notes. And I have a note taker that's a member of my research team. They're listening in as well, but they're not going to be part of the conversation. I do want to reassure you that everything is share that you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. And if we get disconnected for whatever reason, just call back in and use that same code to get back in, all right? All right. Now, I'd like to find out a little bit more about you. I just want to confirm, I don't need to know the city or town that you live in, but that you're in the state of Kansas. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And who else lives with you in your household, if anybody, Kathleen?
My husband.
All right. And do you have any kids or grown kids or grandkids or?
I have 3 grown kids.
Mm-hmm.
2 are married, and I have 4 grandchildren.
Oh, great. Are they local? Are they nearby so you can see them?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Now, your work status, you're currently employed full-time, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, you don't have to tell me, and I ask that you not tell me the company you work for because that's confidential, but what is your occupation and what industry?
I'm in the agricultural industry.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been with your current employer?
15 years.
Oh, wow. That's quite a tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to be talking about financial services providers and specifically about retirement plans, but I want you to rest assured at no time will I be asking you for numbers or balances or anything like
good,
that.
Good, because I don't know them.
Well, that's okay because that's confidential and I wouldn't ask you about them anyway. So do you have a retirement plan with your current employer?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have 2.
All right. Tell me about that.
Through the co-op, through the agricultural end of it, we have a co-op retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my 401k through Vanguard.
Okay. So I think, and the retirement plan through the co-op, is that, so it's not, that's not a 401k?
That is correct.
And what is, does it have a, any kind of an, it's not a pension, right? Or is it? Not
well,
sure
I just know
okay.
It is the co-op retirement.
Okay. And do you know who manages that or who, what company that's with? Like you said, your 401k is with Vanguard. Is the co-op retirement plans or anything?
Yeah, I guess I can't answer that. I don't
know. That's okay. Because we're not going to be really talking about that. We're going to be talking about the other one, but I was just wondering if you knew. So if you think about the 401k with we'll call it the 401k as opposed to the co-op retirement plan, but we'll, the Vanguard co-op 401k,
okay.
All right? If you think about your 401k that you have with your current employer, I like to use fill-in-the-blank questions, and this
okay.
is one of those fill-in-the-blanks. In thinking about my 401k with my current employer, I feel, how would you fill in that blank?
Comfortable.
And why did you answer comfortable?
Why do they? I guess I'm just comfortable with it. I haven't had any reason to question it or think that there's anything wrong with it.
Okay. And how long have you been enrolled in that 401k?
The Vanguard 401k for 10 years.
All right. And how do you look upon that account? Some people, I've asked this question a whole bunch of people, and even though it's a retirement account, people look on their accounts different ways. Do you look at it for retirement or something else?
No, for retirement.
Okay. All right. I understand you have the co-op retirement plan. Do you have any other retirement plans, either at former employers or ones that you've rolled over to IRAs?
No.
Okay. And what about your husband? Does he have any retirement plans?
No, he is self-employed.
All right. Okay. So you look upon this at least this plan as at least in part because you have your other co-op retirement plan in part for retirement. I guess your other source will be the co-op plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you mentioned that Vanguard manages that 401k. What I'd like you to do is, do you have a piece of paper and a pen or pencil nearby?
Yes, I do.
All right. From time to time today, I'm going to be asking you to write things down. The reason I do that is that so you can really think about your, listen to my question, think about your answers, and write them down, answer or answers, without my interrupting you. So it gives you a little bit of time to think. So this is one of those questions, all right? I'd like you to write down whatever your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard are. So when you think about Vanguard, what comes to mind? Just do a stream of consciousness from your brain to the pad. Or
do you mean how I use it?
No, whatever comes to mind. When you think of Vanguard, what comes to mind? Just It could be how you use it, could be anything. Just what are your associations or perceptions or thoughts or attitudes, opinions, images, whatever comes to mind, write it down. And I'm going to give you a few moments to do that. Remember, there's no wrong answer. Just let me know when you're done because I can't see what you're doing.
That's a good thing.
Okay. All right. So just take a few moments to write down your top of mind associations or thoughts when you think about Vanguard. And let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay. What did you write down?
I wrote retirement and then savings that grows.
Okay. All right. Tell me about that. Those two words, because there's lots of words you could have chosen. You picked those. Why did those come to mind?
The retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that I wanted to put money away for my retirement. So when I do retire from my job, I have an income that can pay my mortgage, pay my monthly expenses. Not that I'm going to live high on the hog, because that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be able to just have enough that it's going to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
The savings that grows, and that's kind of how I look at it. It's a savings account, but it's being invested and it grows.
Okay. And does your company do any matching?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you started to say something, you said, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
All right. Anything else that comes to mind when you think about Vanguard?
No, that right. pretty much sums it up.
And do you have any other accounts with Vanguard, or does your husband have any accounts with Vanguard?
No.
Okay. How do you interact, if at all, with Vanguard? How do you communicate with them, if you do, or how do they communicate with you?
They do a lot of communication through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Not the email, but snail mail.
Snail mail, right.
And I get online, mm-hmm. and I can look at my information. I tend not to.
Mm-hmm.
A former manager of mine said, just put the money away, don't even look at it. Don't even think about it, just let it be. Because if you look at it, you're going to worry about it. And he's right. So I don't necessarily look at when they send out, like, my quarterly statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily look at it, but I file it away.
Okay. Do you open the envelope?
Yes. I open it up. I might look at it to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the quarterly statement or if it's something they're needing me to take care of or to do, if it's just my quarterly statement, I might look at it and just put it in my file.
Okay.
But if I need something, I can get online, and if I can't figure it out online, I call them.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a moment, the getting online. When your manager said... a former manager said to put it away, let it be, you know, don't look at it, or you'll worry about it. Well, tell me about that worry. Why would looking at it cause worry?
Because they're in investments and the stock market, and the stock market goes up and down. So if I see it taking a big dive, then I'm going to think, oh, my gosh, am I in the right investment? Should I be changing this? Should I, you know, I'll worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what he did. He just let it be. At one point, he said in his retirement plan, he lost about half his money because the stock market went way down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something that will bother me, but I can't worry about it because there's nothing I can do about it. I can't change the way the stocks are trading.
Right.
I can't change the economy.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of what I do. I just put the money away. I know it's there.
Uh-huh.
I just let it be.
And the investments that you have, and you've been in the plan for about 10 years, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever changed the investments since you made the initial, I guess, selection?
No.
Okay.
I leave that up to Vanguard.
Okay. All right. And do you remember... how many different investments do you have with them? And you don't have to, you know, if you don't.
No, I don't. I know it's a plan that is for a certain year, for a certain length, like my retirement year. Based on my age, what year will I retire?
I see.
And the investments are set up to be long-term investments because I still have probably another 10 to 15 years before I retire.
Okay. So it's in like a fund with a date on it, like a a target date of your retirement.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And you haven't changed it because that's up to Vanguard to do.
And I can go in and change it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but I let them manage it.
Okay.
The company I work for trusts Vanguard, so I trust them because I trust my company.
Uh-huh. And
that might sound naive.
No. No, you've been with your company a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. You mentioned that. Oh, and have you changed the contributions at all or the percentage that you contribute? Or
I do. Mm-hmm. The company puts in up to a certain percentage,
mm-hmm.
but for me, I've doubled that. Whatever their top percentage is,
mm-hmm.
I doubled it out of my pay.
Okay. And when did you make, or how did you make that change? Or did you do that from the beginning?
No, I think I went online.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was either that or I called them. I honestly don't remember because it's been several years ago that I did that.
Okay.
And even when the company's matching dollars went down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I continued to have mine up there.
Okay. All right. And you just at that same double percentage.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, let's talk. You said you can go online if you wanted to. Do you remember the last time that you went online to Vanguard.com?
Probably a year ago now.
Okay. And do you have a username and password?
I do.
Like registered as an account? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you said about a year ago. Do you remember what you did?
I think I needed to get on. If I remember right, I was trying to help another employee. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a resource person for a lot of people that I work with.
Okay.
So if they have a question, I will help them do the research or find answers for them, help them
mm-hmm.
find answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went online looking for something for somebody else.
Okay. Not in your account, though, in that situation.
I actually think I did log in mm-hmm. as me,
uh-huh.
Just so I had a benchmark as mm-hmm. to where I'm looking
okay.
and what I'm asking for. Because I kind of do that. I use myself a lot. If I'm trying to explain to somebody how to change something in our payroll system,
mm-hmm.
because through my company we can do that online,
right.
I will pull myself up and show them using me as an example.
Okay, I got that. All right. But still, you haven't been for a year, so this is what I'd like you to do. On your pad or piece of paper and pen or whatever you have in front of
mm-hmm.
you, what I'd like you to do is, this is another one where I want you to write something down. You're not, what you have an account, but you're not going there too much, or when you did, it was to show someone something as an example. I want
mm-hmm.
you to write down the reasons or reasons you don't go into your Vanguard.com account too often. All right? And don't just write it down. You don't have to share it with me yet.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you're done.
Okay. I'm done.
All right. I'd like you to, we're going to talk about that in a moment. I'd like you to fill in the blank. This is another fill in the blank. We're going to talk more generally about the Internet. I am a blank user of the Internet.
A blank user of the Internet.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Describe your Internet usage or your relationship with the Internet, however you want to fill in the blank.
I guess I would call me a Googler.
A Googler.
If I want to know something, I Google it.
Okay. And do you have, as far as So you have a, obviously, because you referenced it, you have a computer at work.
Uh-huh.
Do you use that? Can you use that for personal use? Some
yes.
places you can, some places you can't. All
yes.
right. And what do you have at home? What do you use to access the Internet at home?
I have both a desktop and a laptop here.
Okay. And you have a smartphone as well?
I have a Droid.
Okay. And can you access the Internet through that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say, and this is a tough question for some people to answer, but if you think about the three sites that you say you spend the most time on for personal reasons, not including email, what would they be?
Probably Google.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon.
Right.
The third one?
Yeah.
Wow, I'd really have to think about that. I guess work-related sites.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time on.
Is that for work?
Yes.
Yeah, but for personal.
For personal.
What else do you do? Just trying to get a feel for what you do on the Internet. Any social media sites?
MapQuest. No,
oh, MapQuest.
I have a Facebook page, but I only got the page because I was going to Europe and my friends wanted to see pictures.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't been on it for, I don't even know if I could remember my password for
right.
it.
Right, okay. All right, what about, I want to go back to, on your Droid, do you have any apps on your Droid phone? Use any mobile apps?
I have a map,
mm-hmm.
Quest, okay. that I use, or a Maps
mm-hmm.
app.
Right, okay. Do you, when you said Amazon, do you do shopping online?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you, you wrote down a reason or reasons on why you don't access Vanguard.com that much. Tell me what you wrote down.
I don't access it because I trust them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about it.
Right.
And I guess the other side is safety.
Okay, tell me about safety.
I have, at work, we have a great system for blocking things like Norton,
mm-hmm.
but it's not Norton that we use at work.
Right.
Here at home, I have Norton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I trust it. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
You're not sure you trust what?
Norton.
Okay. All right. So you have Norton at home?
Yes.
So are you, but you access other sites.
I do. I go to Google and Amazon mostly.
Uh-huh. Right. So what's the concern about the safety with Vanguard?
Just somebody hacking in to
mm-hmm.
my computer.
Okay.
I definitely don't do any kind of online banking or buying, shopping,
okay.
if I'm not either here at the house or at work because of the, I guess, all the safety issues that you hear about. You know, you go to a hotel and you get online on one of their computers or...
Right.
You're in their network, their internet router.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could be watching that.
Okay, so remotely you're not going to do that. But do you use online banking at home?
I do. I mostly, this probably sounds awful, but I mostly get onto it at work.
Okay. Because you feel more secure about it at work? Or that's
yeah.
when you, or that's the time you have to do your banking?
Well, kind of both. I feel
uh-huh.
very secure with it
uh-huh.
at work,
yeah.
but also if I need to look at something,
mm-hmm.
I can look it up, and if I can't find it or I don't know how to get to it, I can call the bank.
Okay.
If
so,
I do it at night, I'm kind
yeah.
of stuck.
All right. So I'm a little confused as to you have, and what do you do online banking? What do you pay your bills, or what do you use online banking for?
No, I go online and check the balances mainly.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I have several accounts. My husband has his own trucking company,
Mm-hmm.
So I check that bank account mm-hmm. to make sure what's come through, what he spent, make sure I have enough money in there.
Right.
So when I get online at work on my bank, I'm on maybe 5 minutes at the max.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what about, how do you pay your bills?
I have a few that are automatic paid mm-hmm. that will automatically deduct from my checking account.
Right.
A lot of them are just local, so I just write a check and pay them.
Okay, paper check?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But you do have a username and password on your who do you use for your primary bank?
The local bank here in town.
Okay. All right. And do they have a mobile app or no?
I guess I don't know that. I've never used one.
But you don't use it. Okay.
No.
All right. And you talked about that you don't like to do that type of stuff on your phone when you're not at the house because people can get your signal.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess going back to the safety issue, okay to do it online banking, but you do it usually at work because you feel it's more secure there. But wouldn't that also apply? I'm trying to understand the reconcile between the Vanguard account and the online banking, why it's okay for online banking to do that, but not to have a Vanguard account or to access your Vanguard account at work.
I do, if I need to, but I just don't.
Okay.
I mean, I have a username and login,
yeah.
and if I needed to get onto it, I would during the day.
Okay. All right. And the concern at home that you talked about, someone hacking into my computer,
mm-hmm.
tell me the connection between that and accessing the account. That I'm a little confused. Because when you access the account, you're accessing their information. That's not right. It's not on your computer.
I guess I don't know that.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know that. And maybe it's an old school thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I hadn't really thought about that, but...
Yeah.
You're going to make me think.
No, that's okay. do you get emails from Vanguard at all? I know you get snail mail. Do you get emails from them at all?
I don't think I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit about finances in general and big picture retirement. In your household, how does, I've talked to a lot of different people and in households, different people have different roles and responsibilities when it comes to finances between the spouses. Who takes care of what in your household in terms of the day-to-day cash management or cash flow, paying the bills, stuff like that, versus the longer-term big picture?
I guess I take care of the household bills, and my husband takes care of the trucking bills.
Mm-hmm.
But we do things together.
Okay.
It's not that I pay the electric bill and he doesn't know what the electric bill was.
Right. Okay.
I'm just the one who actually writes the check for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the bigger picture, investing and retirement and future, longer term stuff?
We make those decisions together.
Okay. Do you, using a scale of 1 to 10, this is my confidence scale, how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future, where 10 is totally confident, you got this, and one is not confident at all, or any number in between?
I would say I'm in the middle. I got this.
Okay. What number would that be?
Between 1 and 10?
Yeah. I don't want to assume I know what number you're talking about. So in the middle would be what?
Probably a 6.
Okay, so tell me why.
Because I rely on my husband to discuss things
Mm-hmm.
And together we make the decision.
Okay.
You know, I have an idea of what I want to do, but before I actually make an investment, or like I raised my percentage so I'm double what the company puts
mm-hmm.
in, before I did that, we talked about it. I told
okay.
him, this is what I'm thinking about doing. You know, what are your thoughts on it?
Right.
And generally we decide those things together.
Okay. All right. And do you what resources do you rely on or use? Any in terms of making financial decisions? Any online resources, or do you work with anybody, a planner, advisor, or anybody like that?
Not necessarily. I mean, nobody that is a planner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're looking at buying another piece of equipment or expanding the shop, we talk to our banker.
Yeah, okay.
And he will help us make those decisions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I understand that while you're a registered user of Vanguard, you don't go to the site that often. What features or benefits could the site have that you would find compelling or important for you to go to the site?
I think one of my biggest things has been that I find it cumbersome.
Okay.
It's not, you know, if I go, I guess as we were chatting, I thought, well, yeah, I do pay my gas bill online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the site is very easy for me to maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have been on Vanguard, I don't know that I can easily find what I'm looking for. And that's mm-hmm. where then if I have logged on and I couldn't find it, I just call and ask my questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's easier
okay.
than me sitting there trying to find it. You know, with Google, you say, I was on the translator today with Google.
Mm-hmm.
I typed in something in English, and it translated it to Spanish for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very easy to use.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Where Vanguard, I just don't find it as easy to use.
Yeah. Do you remember what the details of when you had a difficulty, or you haven't been on for a year, so that's probably...
No, I honestly don't remember what I was in there for.
Okay. All right. Well, let me... What I'd like to do is share some features and benefits of the site and get your reaction to whether or not they're relevant to you and a reason to go there more often. Let's assume, user-friendliness aside, let's say maybe they fixed that in the last year since you haven't been there in a while. but I want to go down and share some different benefits and features and just find out if they're relevant to you or important enough to you to as a reason to go to the site. The first one, it allows you to check your account balance and get other account information like the contributions you've made, past statements, the rules of your plan. And by checking your account balance, it's also viewing up-to-date performance information because it's only your paper statements are only as good as when those paper statements were printed, right?
Correct.
And it allows you to research and compare investment options available in your plan and make changes, such as changing your contribution amount, which you've done in the past.
Uh-huh.
Any of that sound relevant or compelling to you?
That would be the things that I would look at if I were going to the site, yes.
Okay. All right. And you don't remember when you changed your contribution percentage. It was a while back, right?
It was.
So I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they went from, my company went from 3% to 3.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at 6, and then I bumped it to 7.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I want to say it's been several years ago that I did that.
Okay. All right. It also would provide personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings and help put you on track towards having enough money for your retirement. Suggestions like setting up automatic increases at the end of the year or recommending a target amount to save or different ways to get there, things like that. I don't know if that relevant to you.
Yes, but I think I'm old school.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I want to talk to somebody.
Tell me why.
Because if I have a question, you know, just like sitting here talking to you, if I stop and break in and say, now, wait a minute, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that on the computer.
Okay. All right. All right. What about
does that
it
make
all?
Sense?
Yeah, sure, it does. If they had a live chat available, I don't know if they do, but would that?
Yes.
Have you ever used one of those, and would that
yes.
help?
And I do like those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They may. I'm not sure if they do, but they may. You can take a look after
yeah.
we're done if you want. So many sites do these days that you know. Does your online bank, your local bank, have a live chat feature?
No.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just yeah. I live in a very small town,
mm-hmm.
so I know my loan officer personally,
mm-hmm. mm.
and he knows me.
Right.
That's why I can go to him and say, okay, this is what we're looking at doing. What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times in the bigger cities, you don't have a clue who your loan officer is. You fill out the paperwork and hope you get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I can talk to these guys and they can tell me. I can tell you everybody that works at the bank.
Right, right. Okay. Another feature that it has is it allows you to use financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decision and plan for retirement. Like if you save X and, you know, projections out, this means whatever you'll have whatever in retirement or, you know,
yes, and
kind
I
of
think
playing
I,
with the different scenarios.
I think I knew that was out there,
mm-hmm.
but I've never used it.
Okay. Is that important or compelling to you, or not, haven't used it because?
I don't think so, because I'm in this plan that says when I get to this age, this is when I'm going to retire, so here's your investments.
Okay.
I'm not a confident stock market player or gambler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want somebody that can say, okay, we're going to take your money. This is where we're going to invest it. It's a long-term investment. You know, their mutual funds, whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
this is where your money should be for now.
Right.
And they
right.
have come out. I know I've gotten letters in the past that Vanguard has said, well, this investment is no longer available, so we're going to move your money to this investment.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
that's where the trust comes in. I trust them to make those decisions because they're in the market every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
All right.
So I don't know what is the best place to move me to.
Okay. There's also, it allows access to online education like articles, videos, webinars, where you can learn more about saving for retirement and finances and investing. Is that compelling to you at all?
I can't say that I would watch them, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just because?
Probably the time involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so active with my community, my local community, and my kids and my grandkids
uh-huh.
that I just, for right or wrong, I just put the money away and say, okay, you guys manage it.
Right, okay. All right. A couple of other things. It does allow you, I don't know if you've ever done this, but to take a loan from your account. You could do that online if you needed to.
I know that's available,
mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go there.
Okay, because?
Because then that's hurting me down the road
all right.
for my retirement.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm putting this money away for a reason. If I need a loan, I'll go to my local banker and say, hey, this is what we're looking at doing. You know, the car broke. I need to make a $2,000 repair bill. Can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
And still know I'm putting that money away.
Okay. You know, you had brought up safety, and I wanted to run a safety security measure that they have in place that you can opt into if you wanted to. Let's say, and this once again is totally if you wanted to sign up for this part of it. Let's say you type in your username and you type in your password. It sends via text a code to your phone, which is like a six-digit number, that you then type in to your account. One further step, so they know it's you trying to access your account.
That would be appealing to me, yes.
Yeah. All right, because you had brought up safety before.
Yes.
Does your bank have anything like that? It's being done on some sites to offer this feature. I'm just wondering.
No, what they do is they have like a security questions that I answer.
Right.
There's three of them that they hold, and I honestly, the answers I gave may not be exactly right. Like, what is the mascot from your high school?
Right.
Well, I put in a word, but it's not what my mascot was.
Yeah.
So that if, you know, somebody finds out who I am, what school I went to, they know what my mascot is. Well, it didn't work.
Oh, okay. All right. And so does it ask you that security question each time you log in, or just like when you forget your password and have to reset your password?
No, it will ask me every time.
Okay, so it's something similar. It's
yes.
That same kind of, this is just a different, spin on it, where they send a text to your phone and you have to type in that code. But you've done the same thing by putting in only answers you know.
Right.
Fake answers, but you know them. So that's,
right.
That's how you've gotten around that. That's a great idea. The other thing it allows you to do is you can opt to go paperless. So you don't receive the printed statements. Instead, you can receive an email from Vanguard telling you your statement is ready to view if you want, as well as print it out if you want. What's your feeling on going paperless?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that and I'll reference our bank. They have wanted me to go paperless for my statements.
Mm-hmm.
I still want that paper statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I know anybody can filter through my mail and take those kinds of things, but I don't know. I still want the paper.
What do you think that is, that wanting the paper, whether it's from your bank or from Vanguard?
I think it's old school. It was how I was raised.
Right. And do you, I'm thinking about is insurance. Do you get insurance statements in the mail?
We get a statement once a year for our life insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all I get from the life insurance.
Okay.
Because that's one that is automatically deducted out of my account.
Yeah.
So I never see anything. They just take the money, and I know where it's going, and I get the statement saying, this is how much you paid. Yep, that's how much I paid.
Okay. All right. And then I guess the other things, we talked about education and mobile app. You don't use your bank mobile. You talked about some concerns about doing, it remotely on your phone. All right, now that I've told you a little bit more about the Vanguard site, any reactions overall to what I've shared with you?
I guess you've given me a little... I don't want to say a push, but a push to go out and check out the website again, since it has been so long since I've been out there.
And that wasn't the purpose of the call. The purpose of the call was just to understand and explore with various people, because I'm talking to a lot of different people that either haven't registered at all or don't go to the site. Because Vanguard is always trying to improve service and help their customers, and if the site's not working for people, they want to know why and what they can do to make it better. If you think about so we had this phone call and it makes you think maybe I should go check it out. But if we hadn't had this phone call, what would have been the best way for Vanguard to reach you and kind of share some of this information and say, hey, this is what is on the site? Well, you don't get emails from them. So what would be the best way to, like, pique your interest or get your attention, or what could they do?
I think I get a lot of interest through webinars through my business.
Mm-hmm.
The company I work for is global.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have webinars all the time that we can sit in on.
Yeah.
And maybe it's something through my company that they could put on a webinar, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to show me,
mm-hmm.
You know, what's out there.
Okay. Now, I had talked a little while ago about videos and webinars that are on the site. Why would you be interested in, why would you have the take the time to watch a webinar kind of endorsed or brought to you by your company about it versus one that's just on the site?
Because it's sponsored through them. They're sanctioning it and telling me, hey, they've got some good things out here. Let's watch this.
Okay.
You know, if Vanguard just has videos or things on their website,
mm-hmm.
Unless it's something specific I'm looking for on their website,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay. All right. But the idea that the company would say, hey, this is important about your 401k, you might want to, you know,
yes.
watch it. Here's the benefits of and then of all the benefit and features that I went over, and I guess we went through a lot of them, which one stuck out the most as being most relevant or important to you?
I think the security code thing that you
mm-hmm.
mentioned.
Okay. All right.
That really intrigues me, because then they do know that I'm the one coming in on the site.
Mhm. All right. Well, we are done, Kathleen. I want to thank you so much for your time. yep, that was it. We're just trying to understand, you know, why people don't use the site more often, or what Vanguard.com could be doing better.
I'm just sitting here at my kitchen table with my feet on the table.
Good. All right. Well, that's a you know, nice way to do an interview. Why doing these over the phone sometimes are great, because you don't have to go anywhere, right?
Exactly.
So I want to thank you so much for your time, and your insights have been really valuable. Smith Research will be sending you out your honorarium in the mail. And I wish you a lovely evening. What time is it? Is it 5:45 or 6:45? Where are you? Are you on East Central?
No, I'm on Mountain Time.
Oh,
it's 5:45 here.
Oh, I didn't know Kansas was Mountain Time.
Well, there's only four counties that are.
Oh.
The rest of the state is Central.
It's one of those states.
That's
kind of split. Yeah. No, there's a few. Like Indiana is one, and Tennessee is one, and Arizona's kind of messy sometimes in terms of what time it is. So I never know in certain states, like, what time it is.
Well, I go 15 miles east of my house, and I'm in Central Time.
Ooh, that's confusing.
That is.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's
usually
when that happens for me, I have to get – I'm in the East Coast, so I get on a plane, and that's when it changes time zone. But, wow.
Yeah. Now, my phone, I have it set to Mountain Time, so it doesn't change as I move time zones. Because I know what time zone I'm in,
uh-huh.
Wherever I'm going, so I just accommodate, look at my phone and say, okay, it's this back home. Okay, I'm at this time here.
Wow.
So,
oh, wow.
Because it flips too quickly here. You know, I can be sitting just down at the corner, and it'll flip to Central Time.
Oh, my gosh.
So
you ever
feel
like you're reliving an hour of your life by going back? Like,
yes.
Does your life get longer that way? I wonder if you keep going back and forth. Does that mean you add more hours to your life?
I hope not.
Well, it's been a delight speaking with you. I really thank you, and enjoy your evening and your grandkids. That's
thank
fun.
You, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye now.
Same to you. Bye.